Hi everyone, today we are talking about Yandex Taxi, BlaBlaCar and Yandex Music. Three platforms that have been making waves in the transportation and music industries. How do they generate profit, you ask? Well, let's dive into it. First up is Yandex Taxi. This ride hailing service operates in over 100 cities across Russia and CIS. Yandex Taxi generates revenue primarily through service fee charged to passengers. For example, when a ride books the trip, Yandex Taxi makes a commission about 20% from the fare. In 2019, Yandex reported revenues nearly 38 billion rubles, about 520 million from its taxi segment alone, showcasing significant growth in this area. Moreover, Yandex Taxi expand its services by integrating food delivery through Yandex Eats and grocery delivery via Yandex Lavka, which not only diversifies their offerings but also increases overall revenue. They also utilize advanced technologies like Yandex Maps for road optimization and change user experience while maximizing efficiency. So how Yandex Taxi makes money? Yandex Taxi makes it in a couple of ways. They charge a service fee that's anywhere from 10 to 23 of your ride cost. So if your ride is 500 rub, the fee could be anywhere from 10 to 150. So this helps them make some cash in and keep prices low for us riders. Also, they pay their driver bonuses based on how much they work. The more riders they do, the more they earn. A driver might get an extra 500 rub for doing 20 trips in a week, for example. This keeps their drivers happy and ensures there are always taxis available and passengers can always tip their drivers. That extra rub goes straight to the driver's pocket. So if you tip 100 rub on a 500 rub ride, the driver gets an extra 10%. Yandex offers different tiers of service, so you can decide how much you are willing to pay for a ride. The higher price, the better service. For example, a comfort class ride could cost 800 rubles compared to an economy class ride at 500. But the comfort ride has more spacious cars and extra perks. There are also some rules about which cars can drive for Yandex. They want to make sure all the cars are safe and comfy for passengers. Only vehicles that meet specific age and safety requirements can be used by the service. On top of that, Yandex Taxi makes money through advertising, promoting their service on various platforms to get more users. They might advertise on social media or partner with local businesses for more visibility. Basically, Yandex Taxi, a complicated business model that focuses on fees, bonuses for drivers, and different service levels to improve user experience and profits. Compared to Uber and Get, there are some key differences. They are business model. Yandex Taxi doesn't operate its own fleet like Uber does. Instead, they partner with independent taxi companies, which allows them to have a 60k drivers in Moscow without all the cost of managing a fleet. Pricing. Yandex offers cuts first aggressively to stay competitive. Like when they lowered the minimum fare to 99 up recently. As an example, this makes it cheaper than public transport. Uber usually has higher prices because of its premium service. Service levels. Yandex Taxi offers more opportunities or options than Uber, with features like multi-stop trips and advanced booking. Uber's services is more limited. Driver standards. Yandex Taxi drivers have to pass language and background checks. It makes them more reliable. Unlike Uber, drivers have a reputation for being less reliable because their ratings can affect their ability to keep driving. Market presence. In Russia, Yandex Taxi has a huge lead, taking about 55% of all riders in Moscow. Uber and Get have roughly half the market share, but together. And this gives Yandex an advantage in Russia. BlaBlaCar. Let's talk about this service. BlaBlaCar is Europe's leading carpooling platform. BlaBlaCar connects drivers with empty seats to passengers looking for a ride for on long distance trips. So, how does BlaBlaCar generate revenue? It all starts with service fees from trips. When someone books a ride, BlaBlaCar charges a fee for using their platform. The fee can range from 10% to 21%, depending on the services of the trip. For instance, if a driver sets a fare of 100 rubles for a journey, BlaBlaCar might take between 100 and 10 rubles as their commission. This model is not only beneficial for passengers seeking affordable travel options, but also critical for BlaBlaCar to maintain its operation and improve its services. Another way makes money is through cooperation with other services. They partner with various businesses, such as hotels and restaurants, to offer discounts and promotions to their users. For example, a user booking a ride might receive a discount voucher for a nearby hotel, encouraging them to book accommodations through BlaBlaCar's partners. This strategy not only helps those passengers and business attract more customers, but also enhances the overall value of the BlaBlaCar platform, making it more appealing to users. Additionally, BlaBlaCar has expanded its offerings by acquiring companies like Klaxit and introducing bus services through BlaBlaCar bus. This diversification allows them to share revenue with bus operators while providing users with more travel options. For instance, if a passenger chooses to travel from Paris to Lyon, they can opt for a carpool ride or take a BlaBla bus service, both of which contribute to BlaBlaCar revenue. And then there is advertising. BlaBlaCar's advertising plays a significant role in their income model. They display relevant ads to their extensive user base, which generates additional revenue. For example, if a user is planning a trip, they might see advertisements for travel insurance or luggage brands that align with their interests. This targeted advertising not only boosts BlaBlaCar's profits, but also changes the user experience by targeting, providing useful information. So, the basic idea behind BlaBlaCar is that they are a great example of how to make a platform successful. They do this by leveraging multiple revenue streams, like charging services fee for riders, partnering with other transport companies, and running targeted ads. This multi-pronged approach not only helps them to grow, but also enriches the travel experience for users. In summary, BlaBlaCar effectively combines services, fee, strategic partnerships, and advertising to create a robust business model that benefits both the platform and its users. This version includes specific examples and details illustrate how BlaBlaCar operates and generates revenue effectively. Finally, we have to talk about Yandex Music, which generates income through several streams. The first one, subscriptions. One of the primary sources of income for Yandex Music comes from subscriptions. User can choose between a basic plan or upgrade to a premium subscription, which offers unlimited access to all features, including online listening and exclusive content. For example, a monthly subscriber costs around ₸199. It is approximately $3, while an annual plan is priced at ₸1,999, about $30. This subscriptions model not only provides a steady stream of revenue, but also enhances the user experience by offering personalized playlists and high quality audio. The second one, artist fees for listening. Another significant aspect of Yandex Music earning is the fees paid to artists. It is based on the number of streams their music receives. For instance, Yandex Music pays artists approximately a very small amount of dollars per stream, but it is become high when a count of listings is high. So musicians got money. If an artist track receives 100,000 streams in a month, they could earn anywhere from $15 to $100. Depending on the extract payout rate, this structure encourages artists to engage with their audience and produce more content. The next way is donations from listeners. Yandex Music also allows listeners to send donations to their favorite artists through the integrated Yandex Tip service. This feature not only provides an additional income stream for musicians, but also fosters a closer connection between artists and fans. For example, if a listener enjoys a particular artist's new release and decides to donate ₸500, it's about $7. This direct support can significantly impact the artist's income, especially for independent musicians. In summary, Yandex Music can develop a multi-faceted revenue model that includes subscriptions, artist fees per listening, and listener donations. This approach not only supports artists' family, but also enriches the overall experience of users. With over 50 million tracks available and growing user base, Yandex Music continues to be a vibrant platform in the music stream landscape. So, we have talked about three different services and learning how they make their business. So thank you for joining us today. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and share your thoughts with us. Until next time.